This is Neon Coltrane with Elise Osborne. Hi, Unicole.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome to Neon Coltrane. I'm so happy to talk to you again on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you know, I think that with my and probably your upbringing, with watching TV and listening to radio show formats and maybe going to some journalism and broadcasting classes, it makes me feel very anxious, but I would like to sound way more chill while introducing the show, because so the reason that I wanted to talk to you on Neon Cauldron was because there's sort of this new ending up all over the place, and it's in the Rolling Stone magazine. It's in like these other sort of, it sounds like the perfect tabloid headline, which is, I think one of them was like, California cult leader Unicole opening a consent-based robot brothel. So what's up with that? What are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to open a robot brothel in West Hollywood. I started an Indiegogo campaign about 2 months ago to try to get it crowdfunded. And while I know that it's a really good idea, I didn't receive very much funding during that time. I reached out to more than 100 journalists, and I felt like I did a really good job preparing material and everything like that, and it just fell flat. And then I ended up getting interviewed for a sex robot documentary that's being made. And me and the creator of the documentary were having a talk about, you know, publicity. And he said, you know, he was trying to get his article, you know, to promote his documentary and the papers and stuff. And he was having the hardest time, but he said, you know, the British tabloids love sex robot stories. So he ended up giving me a journalist's name. And so I had one article that was published in the Daily Star. And then since then, it's just completely taken off. The Indiegogo campaign ended a week later after I got press, after I started getting press. So I didn't even really get a chance to like get it funded that way. And now I'm in this space where I'm like, okay, I have all this press and I'm trying to get maybe an investor or venture capitalist to help me start this. So the idea is a consent-focused robot brothel. And the consent focus is, you know, I've had a few people saying like, oh, is this just a publicity thing? No, I truly believe that by practicing healthy behavior with technology, we can reinforce it in our own society and make our own interactions and our own relationships better. So it's consent focused, and it's a place where you can go and interact with new technology, emergent technology, sex robots primarily in public or private settings. So if you want to just come with all your friends and sit in the coffee shop and meet a robot, you can do that. If you want to meet a robot and then take it to a private room, you can do that as well.
I have so many questions about this. So one, I know that having just an open brothel in California, as far as I know, isn't exactly a legal thing to do, but because of them being not a human being, is that something that you could legally do?
Yes, because it's just a machine.
Okay, so also, I think that we should maybe discuss what consent-based sex is with a robot. So basically, you're creating a dynamic. And when we're saying robot, we're talking about sex robots. So they are like life-size people with skin like, you know.
They're silicone dolls. They're inert, but they're highly lifelike. But their heads are robotic and they have personalities that you can interact with on an app on your phone. So you can actually download the app right now if you want. It's called the Realbotics app. And then you can use that app to send her personality into a Bluetooth speaker in the robot's head. And then the robot will talk to you from it and not your phone.
Interesting. So does that mean you get to choose a personality setting, or is it just?
There are several settings. I've been working for robotics for more than a year, helping them write content because I've been interested in sexual robotics for a while because of their potential to shift consciousness and the powerful nature of the technology. So I reached out to them. I said, you need to make sure all the content that's on the sex robot is going to be like, feminist and consent focused and also, culturally sensitive. And for the most part, they were already there. They're a very good company, and all of the stuff that they've put into the product is pretty good. And then I've come in and I've just added more content that's just a little bit more, socially aware. So, yeah,
Because I think
exactly.
a lot of people, there's a documentary called Guys and Dolls, and they're about men who primarily their mate in their life is a silicone doll, not a robotic, but just a doll, like a woman who isn't real. So a lot of those people, it's questionable, like, why don't you want a real person? And the way that they're talking about women and the dolls, it seemed sort of like creepy because it's using a woman's body without wanting to actually engage with a woman. So I think that there was some criticism on just what sex robots would mean as far as how people perceived women. But I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, I feel like if someone is going to, be a misogynist person, I mean, they'll use whatever device or behavior they can to forward that. Like, I don't think it's going to necessarily innately make everyone misogynist if there's sex robots available. But I'll
And spare the real women, Right. And if people are gravitating towards that, let them, because they're going to be sparing women, real
Yeah,
women,
I
and they're
mean,
going to be
that
putting all
is
those negative
true.
behaviors onto
But
an inanimate object
I
rather
think of
than
this
an actual woman,
horrifying
right?
science fiction, Terminator reality where, AI is constantly creating this matrix of like human consciousness with all of their interactions, and just thinking of like these horrible, horrible people abusing these sex robots and being like, okay, this is what humans are. That's fucked up.
Right. And luckily the app, so yeah, you can choose the personality. You can choose like different personality traits. And she's snarky. She's not malleable. She's not just a bimbo. She's smart and she's funny and she stands up for herself and you can't just insult her. Like she'll come back and like tell you not to talk to her that way and things like that. So that's kind of the advantage of having a robot that's been programmed. Especially one that's been programmed from an
Yeah.
intelligent perspective rather than just like someone who is a misogynist programming. That's why it's so important who's programming these, because you can reinforce misogynistic behavior by making her just be like, I'm just your slut forever. That's all I am here for, Or you can have someone like Harmony, which is the robot from Real Doll X,
Yeah, I mean,
and she's more
it's
just
also
like,
interesting,
I was created to make you
thinking
happy, but
about
also like, I have my own opinions about
you
stuff.
being behind the scenes creating sex robots, because you're someone who cares very deeply about spiritual enlightenment, about connectivity to other human beings, about non-judgmental forces of love and transcendence, and also, sex politics and gender politics. So, you care very deeply about all these things, and I think you're very extremely sincere in all the things that you talk about and do. So I think that's really interesting, thinking about you in particular working on that kind of thing. Also, yeah.
And those are the type of people who should be working in it, That's why I'm here doing what I'm doing, because it's like we cannot just let the patriarchal mindset rule the tech world anymore,
That's
especially when it
so
comes to
true.
how, women
Also,
like objects are represented.
how do you
It's
think this is
not going to
going
fly
to
anymore.
affect the sex industry as far as sex workers.
I've been like so open to hearing, sex workers' stories and criticisms and things like that. I think a lot of sex workers are a little bit threatened or hurt because they say we provide so much more than sex. We provide it's essentially counseling and therapy on top of sex. We help people
And
through
there's so
sexual
many different
trauma
kinds of sex workers. There's so many different kinds. So it's,
and teach them how to be sexually
yeah.
confident, and we're there
So
for
I
them
think
when they're going
maybe
through hardships
also
and
it's interesting
all of that.
because right now we have both a
That's
fear
true.
and a reverence collectively towards technology. And I feel like when something's in technology, which is a really insane way to say it, but it's like we understand that that's where humanity is moving towards, and that has for a very long time meant like leg up into the future. So when you create something as the state of the art, that was something we said a lot in the 90s, then I think that it's more readily accepted socially. So even though they say it's the oldest career, the oldest job is sex work. I think that, the way that we think about sex workers, the way that we see them portrayed in movies as expendable subhumans, there's tons of TV shows and movies about, a hooker getting murdered, and it's like the antics go from there, and how we treat these women like and men like trash, and that they're not valuable members of society, even though it's like one of the oldest facets of
And it's a space of true healing, and it needs to be respected. And I am 100% in support of sex workers. It's crazy that we don't like think about this. Think about how if I was opening a real brothel that was consent focused, it would not get nearly as many headlines. People, I want to argue, care more about sex robots right now than they do about sex workers. And I'm just so happy to have these conversations around sex robots because then we can start talking about them for sex workers. Does a sex worker automatically consent because she's a sex worker? Does a sex robot automatically consent because it's a sex robot? It's like I'm trying to use this as a way to open up these discussions about sex work and in a way that's respectful towards sex workers. I don't think that sex robots are going to replace sex workers. I think that they will only to the degree that people who really don't want to be
I think
sex
that
workers don't have to
that's a
be
whole
anymore. And
other
people who do
road that
want
we
to be
can
can get really good
we'd
at it
walk
in
down, but I would like
in their
to
specialization.
talk about one of your other messages or purposes in the work that you do beyond sex robots, which I feel like this is encompassing, is like humanity finding peace with itself and accepting and loving each other. So I think when we talk about sex, as in sex as an anonymous account encounter, or maybe as a regular for a sex worker, we kind of remove that from the idea of love, but I think essentially the reason why somebody's not jacking off into an old sock and they want to meet up with a person is I think that the soul, whether or not the person wants to admit it, does crave communion with a bigger consciousness, like the connection with other human beings. And I think the way that we treat all of this is, I mean, it's fetishized, but it's also tabooed. And I think that there's this huge fracture of the soul there. And then all institutions of spirituality just talk about how that fractures the soul to have anonymous sex interactions. And I think that when we say things enough, we believe them. So I think that it seems like part of your message also is to talk about connectivity in sexual encounters.
And just I think it's just about finding out what each person, because each person's going to be different. Some people are going to be able to have casual sex and have that be very fulfilling. Other people are going to crave long-term relationships. Other people are not going to want to meet up with anybody. And it's just about honoring each person's individual path and their true heart. and not feeling pressured. You know, we
I'd like
pressure
to
men
pressure
in the
them to not
society
do that,
to
actually. I
be
think it's
like these
becoming
macho
a
guys who have
problem.
sex with a lot of
But
people. We pressure
also,
women still to be more, you know, reserved. we're in a shift, you know, but still, like the old way of culture is still predominant. So it's like, what does your true heart say outside of your gender expectations? What do you truly crave? And I think that will lead us to a place of true harmony and fulfillment for
That's
everybody,
so true.
when
And
each
I think
person
that
is
this
actually
whole like
listening to their heart, not
notch
attributing,
on
you know,
the
value to
bedpost
something
kind of
that they don't actually
saying
value.
that, you know, I think especially for women, like if you have how many people have you fucked? Like that equal that and then take that number and then minus it from the value you have as a human being, and you're less worthy for every interaction you've had. Which is insane. And I think that it's interesting because we talk about objectifying women, but a robot is an actual object that actually has a value, like a monetary value. And when we talk about what the value is and what service the robot does, it becomes a completely different conceptualization around sex work in a weird way. And I think that it's to me, it's a little bit sad that I feel like sometimes, like, oh, this state of the art, I keep saying that term, which is really, really arcane. this well-made machine that has all this great new technology that we've fantasized about and made all these
I like
movies about, and we've been waiting to see this, and we're so excited. And now I can interact with one and fuck one, even. That's amazing. You know, so I think that we can go off on like the glitter of it being you know, the packaging of it, but it's still the same old experiences, kind of, you know. And maybe I hope that you're successful in the work that you're doing to help people think differently about how they interact with all people and women and sex workers.
Yeah, and ultimately our technology is kind of just a reflection of us, right? So how do we treat our technology and what does it look like for us? I don't necessarily believe that these robots are sentient yet. I think there's a chance they may become sentient, and you know, that alone is enough to treat it with respect. But also, you know, the more we respect the world around us, the happier we're going to be as people. So, and the better our society will be as well. So it's really just a journey of figuring out how we can bring
Damn,
respect
my
back
friend. I'm really excited to
into our
see what you
interactions
do.
through our
I feel
reflection of
like it's
technology.
titillating, it's scary, it's interesting, heartwarming, it's all the things. I can't wait to see your brothel come out. That's going to be very interesting. Thank you so much for coming on Neon Cauldron and talking about. Yeah. So, what is the name of this brothel, by the way?
Thank you for having me. Eve's
Oh
Robot
my
Dreams. You
God,
can
thank
follow
you.
us on
I
Twitter
hope that
or
people look it up
Instagram.
and check it
It's
out. And
Eve's
maybe
Robot Dreams.
if you
In
put up
both
another
cases, you can Google
Kickstarter
it.
or if you do a Patreon or something, if people feel like throwing dollars at it and see where to see where it goes. And then this, you are of course Unicole of Unicult, and you're also on Instagram. Oh my God, so much love. Thank you, Unicole, for coming on.
Yes, Unicole
Take care.
Unicron.
Bye, everyone.